Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. The Eagles are getting ready for their showdown against the LA Rams Sunday, 1 o'clock at the Link. Yesterday, you had the Eagles coordinator press conferences, and the coordinator that a lot of people are talking about is offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo because of the way that the offense has performed so far this season. Merrill, you asked Petullo about the preseason and whether the way that the preseason is handled these days affects how the offense is in sync at this point of the season. How did Petullo answer that question?
Well, we talked about, and one of the things that everybody has to realize is that with very few exceptions, regulars do not play during the preseason. They'll put a guy out here and there, but the regular offense does not go on the field for the preseason games. And to think the only one who saw some preseason action for the Eagles was Tyler Steen. But basically, you get into September, and these games are often the way the preseason games used to be. Remember, once upon a time, the first preseason game, the regulars played a couple of series. The second preseason game, they played a half. And then they used to play the third preseason game, and they called that the dress rehearsal. We've come a long way from that. And most of the teams do not play their regulars during the preseason. So you get into September, and it takes a while for them to get in sync. And Kevin Petullo thought that there was something to that. It takes a while. It's a process, but they're heading in the right direction.
Now let's talk about the defense. And Merrill, you were speaking very highly on Sunday's win over the Chiefs. You were speaking very highly about the performance of defensive tackle Jordan Davis. What did defensive coordinator Vic Fangio think of the way that Davis played?
Well, he thought he played a very, very strong game. But Vic said he's not surprised because Jordan Davis has been on a path of improvement ever since the middle of last season. So he said he is progressing. He continues to get better and better, and this is just part of the process. He's very pleased with Jordan Davis right now.
And let's stick with Jordan's fellow defensive tackle, Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter obviously playing his first game this past weekend because of the suspension in regards to the game against the Cowboys. Vic Fangio, very interesting thing said about Jalen Carter and about how Jalen Carter is not at the condition to where he needs to be. Jalen Carter needs to round out into better shape. What did you make of that?
Yeah, he was not critical of Jalen Carter for not being in 100% condition. He said it was more of a product of him having a shoulder injury, which is healing, but he said he hasn't been able to do the things that will get him to 100% peak condition. But he thinks that, again, that is something that will happen as the season goes along.
And the young Eagles player on defense who really made the play of the game the other day, that's rookie safety Drew Makuba. What does Vic think of the way that he has played through two games?
He said he made some outstanding plays. Of course, the biggest play of the game was the interception that came off the hands of Travis Kelce that turned the game around. And he made other big plays. He had a half a sack. He had some pressures. But he said that Drew Makuba also is making some mistakes that he will learn from, and he'll continue to get better and better. But You see a few big plays, you see a few mistakes. That's what you get from a rookie, no matter how talented.
Totally understandable. And we'll close with this. Special teams coordinator Michael Clay. You know, Jake Elliott's made a couple of big field goals already, a few big field goals. Last year he struggled with those long field goals. This year he's not. And Braden Mann is still doing a really good job with the punts. What is Michael Clay's assessment of Jake Elliott and Braden Mann?
Well, he's always liked both of them. He's always been very high on both of them. And even though Jake Elliott had a couple of problems last year in converting the long field goals, he said he never lost confidence in him. And he's a hard worker. He's constantly trying to improve. And he said that he is a great kicker. And he's certainly, certainly very confident in him.
Good stuff as always, Merrill. We got Nick Sirianni having his middle of the week press conference later today, and we'll discuss that tomorrow. Always appreciate the time. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.